Center. And as you'll see later on, when we do the chanting, sometimes we start dancing and, you know, we really get active. So far you've been sitting, listening, we've been doing a little chanting. Now I'm going to give a little talk. But then after this, we'll be doing chanting and lifting up the tempo a bit, and you can feel free to dance. So when we were at the Art Centre, the people that ran it were a little bit worried about the exhibits, because, you know, we're dancing around and, you know, they were afraid that maybe a sculpture might kind of get knocked off or something. Now, it never happened, but we thought, okay, let's move to a new place which is a bit more appropriate for the type of activity we're doing. So then we moved to the North Shore Event Centre, which was also quite a good venue. The Art Centre was a very beautiful place, but not quite suitable. And the Event Centre had a lot of space. It's nice. But the trouble is that this basketball team, the Breakers, kept winning all their games. And what was going to happen is that every second Sunday, they were going to have to cancel our programs because the Breakers were having their big games there. So that didn't really work out either. And this is where we've come. And we're really happy to be here because we've got a wonderful view of the sea. It creates a wonderful atmosphere. You know, it's a perfect size hall. We can dance. There's nothing to break here, really, which is also good. And the other thing which we really like is that we actually have people that come past and just see the sign and have come in. And we've found that since we've been here, a lot more people have got to know what we're doing. And we're really happy to be here. So that's an introduction about Bhakti Yoga. And as for myself, basically when I started high school, I became interested in spiritual kind of subjects. And I started this Maha Mantra chanting and going to the Hare Krishna restaurant in Queen Street, Gopal's restaurant, which was run by Sikandi as well back in those days, back about 20-something years ago. Yeah, that's it's true. Yeah, so between my mother and Sikandi, we got involved in this mantra chanting, and after something like 25 years, I'm still really enjoying it. So I hope you find this presentation interesting, and that it will inspire you to do things which will with your life that will make it better. Okay, enough about me. You'll also see that's my wife at the back and my two children. So I spent many years as a single monk, you could say, in Hare Krishna's. Hare Krishna, I travelled around the world to India and different places. I was on the streets selling books to people, which was quite a challenge. And now I'm a married man. It's quite a different life. But I'm still enjoying everything that goes along with it, especially the food, which we'll experience at the end. So, Maha Mantra is the topic. Let's get back focused. Here we go. This is one thing about this chanting. When we practice it a little bit later on, you'll find that as you chant, you're really concentrating, and then your mind just goes off on another topic, and we bring the mind back. And this is the process. We're not expecting that immediately we'll have complete focus. That's a practice. And you've just experienced with me, I've gone off on a tangent, but now I'm coming back to the mantra. Okay. That's right, I'll just tap it myself. So what is Maha Mantra? This is Maha Mantra, which I'm standing right in front of. So these are names of God in the Sanskrit language. But the basic idea of a mantra is it's a sacred sound. These are names of Radha and Krishna. Hare means Radha, which is the female aspect of God, and Krishna is the male aspect of God. Krishna means all attractive, and Rama is another name for Krishna, which means the source of pleasure. So when we chant, we are connecting ourselves with the most attractive person, and we're also connecting with the source of pleasure. So if you've come, or if you're a kind of person who likes to enjoy, you're in the right place. Okay. So as I said, it's a kind of meditation, which is done in different ways. As I said, we've just sat down and listened to the mantra with music. In a moment, we'll be sitting quietly and saying the mantra in a much quieter way, just for our own hearing. And this is more like what most people think of as meditation. It's a very personal, we're connecting in a very personal way with the Supreme, with this quiet type of meditation. And when we chant together, we're connecting with God, but also with others. And that's also a very powerful process. Okay, so why meditate? There's different levels of reasons why people meditate. And one of the most common reasons why people meditate is because of stress. I'm not sure about this audience. Has anyone here ever been stressed before? You can just raise your hand. One, two. Okay, there's a few people there. Okay, good. So, I mean, this might be helpful for you. There's different experiences people have. This is a famous painting of someone under extreme stress. Maybe you felt like that sometime. Maybe you just felt like this. It's like, don't talk to me. Yeah, so we all have our ups and downs, and this type of meditation is something that helps us to handle those situations when they arise and help to minimize them. Okay, we'll just pause here for a moment. I thought this would be a good chance just to interact again and find out what are some of the things that might stress you out. So before you tell me, turn to a person next to you and just say, what is one thing that stresses you out? Now, of course, I know there's some yogis here who never get stressed out, right? I know I saw a lot of hands, so it shouldn't have any problems. But if you never get stressed out, you could talk about something that maybe other people might sometimes get stressed out about, okay? So just take a few seconds just to share with the person next to you what's something that you might find gets you uptight or stressed. Okay, I'll point to you. You can have a race, you can do it first. Okay, I think sounds like there's quite a few experiences out there of stress. Judging by the amount of talking, stress is a reality for a lot of people, and you've had some different things that cause it. Maybe you could just hear a few people. What are some of the things that cause you stress? Or in the back. Okay. Other people's driving, yeah. Road rage is a phenomenon, isn't it? Where people get so stressed out by other people, mostly in other countries like California, that they carry, anyway, they can get a little bit carried away with other people's driving, yes. Yeah. It wasn't him that was driving behind you, was it? Yeah. So we've got a bit of a match there. Right. What are some other reasons? There was a lot of talking going on. I'm sure there's some other reasons there. Yeah. School work. Yeah. Tell me about it. I was a teacher. I know what it's like to be a teacher and be stressed. Oh, you mean as a student? Yeah, both ways, right? Exams, assignments. Sure. Right. You find yourself getting stressed because you're running late and things like that. It's happened to me once or twice. Once or twice, last hour, I think, yeah. Anybody else?
I hate to say it, but kids.
Kids. It's true. Do they give you joy as well? Yeah, okay, so it's not all bad. 50-50 maybe on a good day. How about you? You guys look too young to be stressed out. Yeah? Anything that gets you upset? When people take things off you? It means teachers, parents, or your friends, or bullies, or when you lose your stuff from other people take it off you. Okay. Anyone else? The rest of you are always calm and peaceful. Yeah?
I think the environment as well, government policies, higher rent, financial.
Whoa, there's a deep thinker in the back there. He gets affected by all these big issues. Oh, okay. Fair enough. World affairs, world politics, yeah? What's that? Wow. Yeah. And you? Lolita's in here?
Overload,
just too many things happening. You can't handle it. Yep. Oh, well, let's have a look. I've just given a few examples and we've heard about it. We talked about schoolwork. Maybe this, you've had this feeling before. Can go a little slower, I have to read this one. Okay. I mean, and this is quite a realistic picture, isn't it? Nothing really funny about it, but maybe you've experienced this. Take a little while for that one, just a moment on that. Yeah, okay. Now, it was interesting, we had a lot of different reasons why people are stressed, and this is a study that they did in America, and we can see what are the things that really stress people out, and I think... nobody mentioned it here, but money comes right at the top of most of the studies, the anxiety about money. A lot of the relationship problems are based around money. It's one of the most common causes of problems. And then work, we've already talked about. Then just generally the economy, family, relationships, these kinds of things. So I'm sure we can relate to a lot of those things up there. So, why meditate relieves stress was one of the reasons that we mentioned. And to become more effective. Now, I was on the internet recently and I typed in benefits of meditation. So I'll just quickly show you what I found on the internet. This is just a list of some of the benefits that you can get when you do meditation. Now, so these are a lot of physical, mental, and general things that help us to function in this world in a better way that's been proven to result from practicing meditation. There's one more page of things, I think. So improved relaxation, better health, you know, more effectiveness, reducing the age process. Studies have proven these things, you know. And yeah, you know, as I say, I just got this off the internet, so don't ask me to prove any of this, but it makes sense from my experience that by practicing meditation, it really empowers you to do have a better quality of life. Okay. The real reason that we meditate here in Bhakti Yoga, we call our catchphrase is reconnect, is that meditation is a way that we can reconnect with God. And this meditation is designed specifically with that purpose in mind. Now we'll just continue on with the slides and I'll get back to that in a moment. So in a very general dictionary meaning, mantra meditation means, well, first of all, meditation means to concentrate the mind. It's a very simple idea. And mantra meditation means that we're concentrating our mind on specific sounds. You know, you may have heard of some kinds of meditation where you look at a candle or look at a spot on the wall or look at a picture or you know, think of a particular situation. But this type of meditation is really focused on hearing and focusing on the sound. Okay. and in particular sacred sounds, as I've mentioned, these names that we're chanting especially. We have other mantras which are other names of God, but this is what we call Maha Mantra, because this combination of names has been is particularly powerful, sacred sounds. And it's a part of every tradition in the world, every religious and cultural tradition. Okay, you can go to the next time. And just, what's the next slide? Yeah, just go back then. Back arrow. Oh, that's okay, I'm going to hit the screen now. So the point here is that different sounds affect us in different ways. I'm sure you all agree. But just to prove it, just in case you doubt me, and just for fun, I thought I would play a few different sounds, and you tell me if it affects you in a different way. You know, okay? Just a few, not too many. With any luck, some sound will come out. Okay. I'll just mute the screen so as not to give away my secret sounds. And you can just have a listen and see what you think. Alright, so we'll just start with one sound here. And you know, you can see if you can recognize it, but more important is what kind of effect does it have on your state of mind. The sound of silence. Can you get this going? Sounds familiar? You've heard the sound before? Yeah. Okay, so just think, what kind of effect does that have on your mind? So there seems to be a little bit of a theme running through the evening so far. So yeah, just share with me what kind of feelings do you get when you hear that kind of sound? What sort of effect does it have on your state of hustle bustle? You feel like moving. You're on. Okay. Yep.
Get away from it.
You don't like it. You want to be somewhere else. Okay. You feel like you're late. It gives you kind of an anxiety or an agitation or something like that. Okay. Okay, pretty good. Any other comments on that one? Okay, so that's one. Get some kind of idea.
So we'll play another one and see if it gives you the same kind of effect or something a bit different. I better just quickly get the volume control nearby. Yeah, but the next one might be different. Okay. Volume. Here is the next one.
Okay, we got one person moving already. Okay, just a disclaimer, that's not from my record collection. That's not exactly my kind of music. It's something like that, but not quite. Okay, so what kind of effect did that kind of music have? Yeah?
Energetic.
Say again? Energetic. Okay, cool. Yeah? Something else? Some more description words? What do you think?
Makes you want to go out.
Makes you want to go out? Yeah, okay, you want to get out and about and do stuff. Puts you into action. Okay, cool. It drives you to do something. Okay, yeah. Motivating music. Okay.
I felt it was kind of like a stereotype of them all being the same. You know, they're all being the same.
Right. It's quite impersonal.
Yeah,
it doesn't have much heart, does it? It's not... You know, like you can think of some other songs where it's like really a person pouring their heart out and their feelings and everything. This is very mechanical and robotic. So it's quite different, yeah. And for some people, like our friend in orange over here, makes you want to dance, right? Yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah, so you know, different kinds of music has a different effect on us. So we can see that the city music had a certain atmosphere about it. This has a different kind of effect, and it makes us feel like doing different kinds of things. Some music attracts us, some repels us, and it makes us think and feel and do in a different way. Okay, we'll try another one. Okay, so what about that one? Busy, did you say? Busy, okay.
I got waiting for something to start, like it wasn't anything of any substance.
Right, just filling in time.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, what did you get?
Annoying.
Annoying. Okay, tell me why. What was annoying about it?
Just thought it was too much noise.
Just too much noise, too much going on, and okay. Interesting. Anybody else pick up anything out of that one? Yeah?
Maybe you were like a lot of like less people talking yet. Like out of it, you know? Like you don't want to be doing it.
Right, so you can hear other people kind of having a
watching, but you're not.
Right. You're not in that crowd and you're kind of hearing people doing something and you're not part of it.
Yeah.
So you feel a bit left out by hearing that kind of? Okay, that's interesting. Get a slightly different answer. We know. I've done this once before, and last time some people picked up the part that there's people laughing and it was kind of people having fun. And if you're not part of it, then it can have the opposite effect, right? Other people are having fun and you're not part of it, it doesn't feel good. But if you're within that, you're in there, you could be having fun, you know, meeting people. I mean, I forgot to tell you that actually I didn't have that many sounds to share with you, so while you were all meeting earlier on, I just had the tape recorder on, and that's what you sounded like. No, I'm just kidding. It's not true. Not really. it's not exactly what happened, but this is what Dina Bandu said when I was playing it. He said, oh, it sounds like the beginning of the program when everyone's meeting each other. So, but it's really interesting that even the same sounds from a different perspective has a different influence, like you're saying. If you're hearing something but you're not part of it, it's really different than if you're in it and you're experiencing it. Which is one of the things that we recommend when we're doing the chanting. If you chant along, you'll have a different experience than if you just observe from the outside. Yeah. Anybody heard that music before? Okay, so how did that influence? A bit different from some the other ones so far? Somber, you felt, okay. You mean like a bit sad? Okay.
Okay, it brings you into a heart space?
Yep. It's more emotional, isn't it? Like when we were talking about that dance music, and it's very mechanical. This is like the other end of the spectrum. It's got more heart to it. Yeah. Celine Dion, isn't it? Yeah. I think she's Canadian, right? Yeah. Any other comments about that one?
Is it? Was that the front of the boat?
Haven't seen the movie, sorry, I don't know. Yeah, so again, oh, Lakshman, what do you think? Makes you feel like crying. It's okay, Lakshman. Should I bring some tissues? You're right. There's nothing wrong with crying, you know. Express your emotions, it's fine. I'm just kidding, by the way. I'm sorry. I'm a bit jokey kind of character. Yeah.
It reminds of people.
Yeah. You know, so it's like there's a lot of different emotions that we have in life, and sometimes we want to highlight, you know, really get into that feeling. And by listening to this kind of music, it can just help us to, you know, be in that state that we want to be in. There's nothing wrong with being sad sometimes. Sometimes it's the perfect, appropriate state. And this kind of music can help us to think of people that we that may have died that we know, or people that we're missing and things like that. So different types of music have their place for different reasons. Anything else anyone like to say on this particular clip, music? No? Seconds is enough for that one, I think. The other ones were more than a minute, but we can just leave that one there, I think.
So unsafe?
Unsafe? Yeah.
It's kind of demonic.
Yeah. So evil, demonic, yeah, right.
Is it like angry and frustrated?
Yep. Lakshman?
Mm-hmm.
You want to run away. It doesn't feel, it's not attractive at all. Yeah, I mean, all the bad things, bad things come in your mind when you hear this sort of music, right? Aggressive, definitely. Yeah? Did I hear a comment? I thought. No? Yeah, you want to keep away. I mean, like, apparently there was fear. Yeah, apparently there was a study that put plants equipped with different kinds of music, and with the very peaceful music, the plants grew toward the speakers, and this kind of music, it grew away. You can't blame the plants either, can you, really? I mean, you know, if I was a plant, I'd do the same thing, you know? It's like... but some people call it music. And some people are attracted to that. Now, probably the people here are not so attracted to that kind of music because this is a gathering for a certain kind of person. But you can go to other places and you'll find that there's a whole group of people that love this because that's the level of their consciousness and the kind, you know, the different headspace that they're in. And that's where we're kind of going to with this presentation, is that if we think about the effect that things have on us, we can choose the type of music, the type of food, the type of association and environment that we live in that will uplift us and help us to become a better person rather than things that will drag us down into these lower modes. So I'll just do a couple more. Different. Who liked that music better than the one before it? Yeah, just checking. couple of hardcore dudes in the back that didn't put their hand up, but that's okay. So what would you say about this music? What kind of effect does this music have?
That's a very thoughtful one.
Thoughtful?
Meaning.
Goodness.
Thoughtful, peaceful.
Connecting.
It had a feeling of connecting kind of like with nature and spirit and that kind of stuff, yeah.
Well, you can put yourself to sleep.
That's a good thing, right?
When you take your wisdom, right, you can put yourself to sleep.
Yeah, you don't mean like it's boring, right? But you mean that if you want to relax, you can listen to that and it'll help you to relax and sleep. Yeah, true. Yeah, good point. Yeah. So it opens up your imagination and helps you go on like a mental journey, and yeah. Amazing, eh? Just slightly different kinds of music creates a whole different effect on the way your mind moves around. Yes, that's a nice one. So these have been different types of sounds, and this one was getting towards the spiritual type of sounds. Now the next couple that I'm going to play are from this tradition that Bhakti Yoga comes from. So That last piece of music is introducing the spiritual aspect, but these next two will actually include some of these mantras, the spiritual sounds. So let's just have a listen and see how you like them. It's a very short sample clip, that one. So that's a different type of sound. That's actually this founder of the Hare Krishna movement, Srila Prabhupada, over here. In case you've ever wondered what his voice is like, that's what it is like when he's singing. It goes on for a bit longer, but I thought I'd just pause it there and return to the slideshow and just conclude this presentation about the Maha Mantra. Thank you. Okay, so I just wanted to show a few slides here that shows that this type of chanting of sacred names of God is not just something that comes from India or Hinduism or Hare Krishna or something. It's present in all the traditions in the world. And these are some rosary beads. Looks quite complicated, but there's a process for chanting on these beads as a way of meditating on God. This is also some Muslim people. I don't know which country that might be, maybe in Eastern Europe or something. Not sure. Then here's a Buddhist monk chanting on beads. And the interesting thing is that these beads that he's chanting on have 108 beads, which is the same number as the beads that we chant on. It's considered a very sacred number. And this is, again, the founder of Hare Krishna movement chanting on his beads. And this is the mantra which we have on this banner next to us too. You can click one more time. It's a bit upside down. So that basically Bhakti Yoga, we're here to teach people about this chanting and how to do it. And that this meditation is a really foundational practice that helps us to improve our life and come more in touch with God and with each other. So you can just go back to the mantra, and we'll just repeat. Okay. So we were talking before how different sounds affect us in different ways, and the idea of the Maha Mantra is that this is pure spiritual sound. So by repeating this mantra and this sound, we're coming in contact with spiritual sound and spiritual energy that helps to bring us to a spiritual platform and reconnect to God. So, if you could just repeat after me, this will lead us into the next part of our program. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
So, just take a few minutes while the lights are still a little bit dim. It's creating this kind of peaceful environment. What we'll do now is we'll chant together. Like when we chant with the musical instruments, one person leads with a particular tune and music, and then everyone follows after him. But this type of meditation is everyone basically can go at their own pace, and you just repeat this mantra quietly to yourself. And we'll just do it for a few minutes just to have a different experience of this mantra. It's the same mantra that we use in with the music, but you'll find the experience is a little different when you do it just to yourself. So I'll just take a seat here, and then we can all chant the mantra once through together, and then after that go at your own pace. It's not a race, but at the same time you don't have to go really slowly. Just say the mantra however's comfortable for you, and we'll just do it for, you know, three or four minutes or so. I don't need the mic. Okay. Now, normally when we do this type of chanting, we use beads. It helps us to keep a track of how many of the chants that we've done. It helps us to, by keeping that count, when we chant, it's really easy to lose track of time and place, and the beads help us to just keep in tune with what we're doing without disturbing the meditation. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.